donation to CJSF supports a wider variety of voices and critical perspectives, context and content that corporate and mainstream media outlets don't cover, and new opportunities for community development and growth. Thank you for helping us rise higher and reach further.
You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Uniquely curated programming by our hosts maintains an independent voice among the masses. You keep CJSF independent.
On the next episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes,
we're going to be trying a flight of craft beer from Wanderback Beer Works in Vineland, New Jersey.
The Wanderback Beer Works beers we'll be trying today are Hugo Hoppy Pilsner, Future Proof German Pilsner, Forza Italian Pilsner. These guys love their Pilsners. Wanderback Lager, which is a Helles Lager, and Perfectly Cromulent American IPA. And if you're wondering what cromulent means,
what does cromulent mean?
It means acceptable.
So this is a perfectly acceptable
IPA? Well, we're gonna try it and find out if it's perfectly acceptable. We don't know yet. That's what they're saying, but we've got to taste it first.
The hype is real, folks.
We'll be right back after this break. Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, it's time for more suds.
Hey, welcome everyone. Here we are for another suds segment where we like to say, if you can't stand the heat, go sit in the shade with a nice cold beer. Nothing? No yay?
Yay.
Okay, yeah, like it's going to be one of those days. I'm one of your hosts, good old gal Juliana, and joining me at the table today is good old boy Dave.
Hey, everybody, it's good old boy Dave.
Yeah, okay.
I'm bringing the energy.
That's a lot of energy.
Pumping up the jam.
Yeah, I'm sure it's very palpable to our audience.
Yes.
Yeah.
I could probably taste it. Through the airwaves. Taste me.
I think you're going to be banned.
Always.
Okay.
Banned once again.
Thank you. Thank you very much. On today's episode, we're going to be trying a flight of craft beer from Wanderback Beer Works in Vineland, New Jersey. While visiting the Garden State recently, good old boy Dave and I picked up some local beer and brought it back to try.
We were kind of on a tight schedule, so we didn't actually get to go to the brewery, which I'm not sure they have a brewery. But we did pick up some beers from a local, very nice bottle shop. It seems like this brewery has only been open for about a year. And I think they might still be brewing their beer at Hidden Sands Brewing in Egg Harbor Township. Their website is a little sketch, I have to say.
Okay, a little sketch.
Okay,
it's just the three of them in a photo.
Well, you know, they want you to know who they are. But they do have a good Insta account. The brewery was started by the three guys you can see on their website, Justin, Brian, and Chris, who are all former staffers at Cape May Brewing, one of New Jersey's largest and most prestigious craft breweries.
Yeah, very good.
In the whole state.
In the whole state.
It's in the south part of the state.
It is in the south part of the state.
Yeah.
And we've been to Cape May many times.
Well, yes. I've been there once.
Well, I've been there many times.
Well, all right.
Okay.
I've been there once.
Why don't you tell us what we're going to be drinking today?
I will. The Wanderback Beer Works beers we'll be trying today are Hugo Hoppy Pilsner, Future Proof German Pilsner, Forza Italian Pilsner. These guys love their Pilsners. Wanderback Lager, which is a Helles Lager, and Perfectly Cromulent American IPA. And if you're wondering what cromulent means...
What does cromulent mean?
It means acceptable.
So this is a perfectly acceptable
IPA? Well, we're going to try it and find out if it's perfectly acceptable. We don't know yet. That's what they're saying, but we've got to taste it first.
The hype is real, folks.
Right.
Okay. Well, we're going to be tasting these beers on the fly, like we normally do, and then giving our tasting notes as we go. Good old boy Dave, why don't you give us the suds ratings for today?
We'll be tasting and rating these beers from Wanderback Beer Works with our suds ratings and our signature belching sounds. Here are those ratings now. 1, that sucks. Give me anything but a bud. 2, was that a belch? 3, what a relief. 4, a body should really not make that sound. My body makes that sound all the time, but whatever. And 5, listen to that hang time, give me another.
I swear that gets longer and longer every time I hear it.
That's what she said.
Oh, boy. Okay. Let's get to the beer.
I like this.
I'm sure he does. Okay. One thing I'm going to say about the can art, and I know can art's, I'm like a girly girl in the can art, but I love the vintage feel of it. Like this mid-century, moderny kind of thing going on with like mod colors and
I like it. I think it's
the retro feel. Yeah, like I'm dying to have like a sticker or something.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say you were dying to have like a Fresca or like a Tab Cola.
No.
From that
era. But no, but I'm dying to have this first beer. So let's get to it.
Do it.
We are going to be talking about Hugo, the Hoppy Pale Lager. 5% ABV, and what to do with poor Hugo? He's too hoppy for Lager Town, and too much of a lager for Hoppy Town, but this beer is no outcast. As always, brewed with 100% Rabbit Hill malt, Hugo is decoction mashed and appropriately hopped with Sapphire, Matuka, and Crush hops. Hoppy enough for the hop heads and clean enough for the crispy fans. Okay, hype is real. What do you think?
Hugo girl.
Yeah.
Let's see. Definitely hoppy.
Definitely crispy.
Crisp, nice malt backbone to it. Clean finish.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of a lingering on the bitterness from the hops. Lingers a little bit.
Lingers a little
dry when you finish, but certainly not a bad thing. It's a nice, easy
everyday
drinking beer.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what did you say the ABV on it is?
5.
5? Right in the session wheelhouse?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a beer you just go hang out and drink a few.
But really flavorful for a session?
Yes. Yeah, good flavor, but not so much that it would tax your palate and fill you up. You know, I think you could drink a few of these while you're hanging out, having some pizza or some burgers or something, just whatever, at a cookout. Good cookout beer, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this would be a good cookout, good summer.
Go to Egg Harbor and get some of those eggs they're always talking about there.
They are?
Yeah, that's why they called it Egg Harbor. A Dutch guy in the 1600s named it. Called it Egg Heaven.
Egg heaven.
Yeah, because all the birds were just leaving their eggs everywhere. Just eggs all over the place. Huevos.
Lots of huevos.
Grande.
All over.
See?
Okay, on the beach, too.
Oh, omnipresent.
Omnipresent. Yes. Okay. What would you, okay, so what would you rate?
Hugo. It's a solid beer. I give it a good solid 3, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice job. Justin, Brian, and other guy, Chris, maybe?
Chris.
Yeah.
Justin, Brian, and Chris. You said that this brewery is contract brewing with somebody else right now, currently?
It looks like it, because they say they're invited. Okay, so there was not a plethora of information available. But I did find an article that said when they were first starting out that they were looking for a space in Vineland.
Okay, gotcha.
But they were currently brewing at Hidden Sands in Egg Harbor Township.
Okay. Gotcha. So they're in a work in progress. But I'm kind of impressed that they are doing these lagers. I mean, the other brewery that they are brewing at must be a great lagering.
It makes you want to try something from Hidden Sands, right?
Yeah, right. Okay.
But we didn't see any Hidden Sands beers. So.
No, we didn't. Not that we had time to look for a lot of.
But next time, we're going to look.
Oh, we will. We definitely will.
Oh, we Hidden Sands, that's why we couldn't see him. Yeah, see what I did there? See what I did?
Yeah. That was great.
Starving people would be happy to have that.
Happy to have what? Your humor?
Yeah. There's parts of the world where you don't get this.
Okay, we'll be back in just a minute, folks.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. So today's episode, we are doing a brewery takeover, if you will, of Wanderback Brewing in Vineland, New Jersey. And right before the break, we talked about Hugo, the Hoppy Pilsner.
Yeah.
Now we're going to move on to the Future Proof Pils. This one is in a taller can, 16-ounce versus 12. Good for them.
Love it.
And now we are at 5.5% ABV. Oh. I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
oh my.
So Future Proof Pils, crisp, dry, and crushable. It is brewed with 100% locally grown and malted Rabbit Hill Farms Pilsner malt, decoction mashed, appropriately hopped, and perfectly balanced, and everything you want to see in a traditional German style Pilsner. Saaz and Sapphire hops to take center with a crisp and dry finish, making this the beer they want to drink now and forever into the future. Yeah.
No, okay. I think if you have a solid Pilsner recipe
in your arsenal, you're set, man.
Yeah, yeah, you are future proof. And this is a very nice, not over the top. It's just a nice, well balanced little Pilsner. 5.5% is right in the wheelhouse, I think. Good, light body, clean, nice bittering on the back end from those hops. Yeah, it's just a straightforward beer. It's not, you know, if you're like a big old hop head lover or a stout person, you only want to drink barley wines or something, this is not you. But if you're a beer drinker who likes beer flavored beer, or you're just somebody that wants to go and just have something clean and refreshing and watch a game or you know, talk to your friends or do whatever. This is your kind of beer, you know. This is the beer, I think, the kind of beer we've been enjoying for the last 2 or 3 years after the burnout of all the pastry stouts and the mega lactose and all that stuff. I think this is what you fall back to is...
Yeah. This is basic. I'm saying basic just in the terms of the flavor profile.
Basic's
right?
Not a bad word.
No. I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that in that way. No, I just meant that this is a basic beer, but this is the type of beer that could be screwed up easily.
This is the kind of beer that doesn't hide anything.
No, it doesn't. Yeah, that's what I was looking for. Yeah. It doesn't hide. And I think this goes in so many applications. I mean, this harkens back to our ancestors.
The beers of our forefathers.
Right.
Well, I only had one father, but you know what I'm saying.
So did I, but yeah.
Sure.
You know, right. Okay.
Who are those other three guys?
Just people.
Oh, okay.
Best friends.
Uncles.
No. I am better than you.
Whatever. But I like how they're going with traditional methods.
Yeah.
And just brewing what's real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I could see this as a very popular beer in New Jersey. I mean, just like with all the shore lines.
During the hot weather.
Hot weather, this is like a perfect. But honestly, like I could see this at a football game in the fall too. Like this is like lots of camping, et cetera. This is just a go-to,
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is like, if you're just a straight-up beer drinker and you want to have a nice, easy, clean beer, yeah, just get it.
Okay.
Get on it.
And again, you would probably...
Put it in you.
You would probably pair this with a lot of the same foods that we talked about with Hugo.
Literally,
right?
I think anything other than a fudge brownie.
You wouldn't pair this with a fudge brownie.
I don't think this and a fudge brownie would go well.
What made you even think of a fudge brownie?
I'm kind of hungry.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, there's that. Okay. What do you want to rate future proof?
I think...
Yes. Solid 4.
Solid 4. Mm-hmm. Get some of that future proof.
Okay. Now we are going to go to Italy. And we are going to go to the Forza Italian Pilsner.
Okay.
So this one is crisp, brilliant, and bright at 4.4% ABV. So this is even lower than
4.4.
I know, right? And clear.
Super light.
Yeah, super light.
What about the liquidy part? Can you drink the liquidy part?
You can drink the liquidy part, sure. Yeah. Lots of liquidy parts now.
Pour some more.
So Forza is their take on the Italian Pilsner, not to be confused with the well-known Pilsner from Italy in a green bottle and a white label. A craft Italian Pilsner is like a German Pilsner. It is dry, crisp, and utterly crushable, but with a softer mouthfeel and a delicate dry hop with German hops. So again, brewed with Rabbit Hill Pilsner. Good for them having like a...
Rabbit Hill, yeah. I mean,
so I'm assuming
a good
so
local
close, yeah.
Malter, yeah.
That's great. And Chillum malts.
Chillum. Nice.
Decoction mashed, hopped aggressively with Grungeist and Diamond hops. I'm not familiar with Diamond hops.
I've not heard of Grungeist.
It is stupidly drinkable.
Yeah. So Italian Pilsners are usually a little, a little brighter, more citrusy.
Okay.
It's got that typical Pilsner backbone of the malt, biscuity, kind of light bread flavor, cracker malt flavor, and then a little more aggressively hopped. Not maybe, this one's not as hoppy as Hugo, and the body's not as heavy as Hugo. I actually like this one more. I think it has as much or more flavor, but at like literally a full... percent ABV less.
Okay.
I'm very impressed with this beer. I think it's very, very good. Forza is Italian for force.
Okay.
Or power.
So this is a very powerful Italian Pilsner. So Diamant if I'm saying that correctly, is a new German variety.
Oh.
And it it's kind of like in the 5 to 7 range of alpha acids.
Mm-hmm.
And it's bright orange citrus, light floral, and sweet berries.
Hmm.
And then the Grung Heist. Yeah, that's another one that I'm not too sure of, too. That one's known for peach, passion fruit, and lemon zest, mm-hmm. with a little bit of floral notes, too.
I like
so
it.
What are you getting on the aroma? Anything? Are you getting any, like, citrusy, fruity notes?
A little fruit. I like maybe not very citrusy to me.
Okay.
But, like, definitely more on the stone or some kind of berry.
Okay.
You know, kind of fruit.
So a little melange, if you will say, of, like, floral and citrus on the notes. Not that true, traditional, like, German noble hops kind of coming out.
Like, yeah, not okay. as, like, earthy and straight-up floral as German hops usually are. Now, this is a little more fruity and lighter, which I think lends itself to the Italian Pilsner.
Yeah. This one, softer mouthfeel.
Yeah.
For sure. Like, the bubbles on it are just so creamy.
Yeah. I'm impressed that they're doing decoction mashes on all these beers, which is a traditional German technique, but it's a lot of work. Because you got to take out part of the wort and boil it, then add it back in, mm-hmm. and to do all the conversions and everything is,
which again crazy. Makes me want to go to Hidden Sands and
yeah,
and try and see what they have.
And eventually,
clearly they're working together. You
and
know
eventually
what I mean?
To wander back to see if they continue making the beers this good.
Yeah, you and know? Dare I say, I don't think that Cape May was making these kind of beers.
Mm-mm.
Well, we'll be back in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. So today we are talking about a brewery from New Jersey, made with Jersey fresh barley, as they say. And it is Wanderback Beer Works from Vineland.
Vineland.
Or Vineland, New Jersey. Right before the break, we started talking about the Forza.
You know, it's New Jersey. Maybe it's Vinnyland. You know, because aren't there a lot of guys named Vinny up in New Jersey? Hey, Vinny.
Hey.
Like my cousin Vinny.
Oh,
we just saw that.
I know. We just saw that.
I don't know if they were from New Jersey, though. They probably were.
No, I think they were New York. But anyways. Okay, fine.
What's the difference?
Honestly. Anyways, okay. So we were talking about the Italian Pilsner, 4.4% ABV. So this, at the moment, is the lowest ABV beer that we've had.
If you can make a 4.4% flavorful Italian Pilsner, I don't know that there's anything you can't do.
Right.
These guys might go to space at some point.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, they could.
Literally, the opportunities are endless.
Sure. Hmm. But I have to give them a lot of credit of, like, I mean, we've had a hobby lager, we've had a German, now we've had an Italian, and they are all distinctively different,
mm-hmm.
Which is something that can get muddled sometimes with some breweries that we've tried before.
Yeah, they all become like a variation on a theme.
Right.
This is like they went thoughtfully into it and started each beer at the beginning, instead of like, okay, well, here's our house malt and here's our, and yes, they do have house malts like the Rabbit Hill and stuff, but they do do different combinations. And I think they start each recipe, it feels like, at the beginning, and like, okay, what do we want this beer to look, smell, taste, you know, feel like? You know, how do we want this to feel in your mouth? Yeah. That's a big question right there.
Well, there's that.
Banned once again.
Sure. And again, with the can art, really nice vintagey feel. I know, like, I say that a lot, but I also like that this is in the 16 ounce because this is a very crushable, like, I would want this in a bigger can. Okay.
No, I think it makes sense. Like, the lower the ABV, the bigger the can, you know?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, not always.
Because those are crushable, you know?
Now, they mentioned that, you know, Italian one that we've had before. How would you rate this one compared to that Italian staple that we've had? Is there even a comparison?
You know, that one's not a bad one. But, like, how often do you get that one fresh?
Well, that's fair.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, let's...
And especially down here.
Let's get a four-pack of this sent to Italy, and then let's go to Italy. All right. And try some of the other one fresh. Okay, fair, and then fair, try fair. This one.
Yeah, and know. See what happens.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that's fair. But in the meantime, let's rate the Forza.
Okay. Well, should we give the Forza a 5-za?
Yes.
All right. Now, I think this one is the amount that I am impressed by the low ABV and the amount of flavor and how clean it is cannot be overstated. Like, it's just, it's hard to pull that much flavor and that little bit of alcohol.
Yeah.
And a lot of people just don't even try.
Right. Yeah. That, no, they don't. And I mean, and like I keep reiterating, to have these lower ABV beers, and these are like kind of like, these were easily available to us, which makes me feel like they're more heavily brewed.
Yeah.
It's like, it's really great.
If you're in New Jersey and you're not drinking this stuff, you are crazy.
I know, you really need to try it. Yeah, you really do. Okay, let's move on to the Wanderback Lager.
All right.
Now, this one is 4.9% ABV, so not much higher in the grand scheme of things. So this is brewed with 100% locally grown and malted Rabbit Hill Farms Pilsner malt, again, with single decoction and Middlefru and Saaz hops, appropriately lagered for many moons. And this is their Helles Lager. And we here at Sip Suds and Smokes love a good Helles Lager.
We love the Helles out of some Helles.
That's funny. Okay. What do you think of this one?
Sorry. I like it. It's weird stepping from one kind of lager into another one.
Yeah.
Helles is a different animal.
This is going to be sweeter, right?
A little sweeter. I mean, it's good. I don't know if I like it as much as the last beer.
Yeah.
But that's, what was the ABV on this one? 5.9?
This is 4.9.
Oh, 4.9.
This is 4.9. Mm-hmm.
Well, that makes me like it more because, again, good flavor.
And the other one was 4.4.
Does have a little more zhuzh, a little more sweetness.
Well, and a Helles Lager is going to be a lot different than what we've had. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's the difference between them.
Yeah.
Okay. What would you pair with a Helles Lager?
I mean, these are all still so light and everything. But I think, you know, man, some chicken wings. And maybe this is the hungry me talking right now, but like, this beer in a big old